Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones is hit by the pitch. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Jones steals second. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Popovich moves to second. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chamsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Popovich scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Callison is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Popovich moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Gentry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callison is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. 2 outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shamsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Bud Harrelson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Jones steals second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky strikes out. 1 out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Popovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McGraw. Popovich moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Popovich scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo is walked intentionally. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Johnny Callison. Ron Taylor now pitching. Willie Smith pinch hits for Glenn Beckert. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Hickman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Mets, 5, Cubs, 5. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Cleo James now playing center field. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Dave Marshall. Tom Seaver pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Garrett trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Santo, who tags Garrett for the out. 2 outs. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing right field. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger bunts towards third. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Popovich is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Tommy Agee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Hyatt and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 9-5, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hyatt and he is safe. Jones steals second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and throws to second to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields the ball and throws to Taylor covering. Safe. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James hits a line drive into center field. Agee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Agee. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.